the daf is daf lam ches. So we got to a few lines down. We got to Yehuda v'Chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Yechiya. So there's a lot of gatas. I'm using the article straight here, guys. So Yehuda v'Chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Yechiya have a yasrei besudasa kami Rabbi. They were sitting in a suda in front of Rabbi. V'lo have a ka amri v'lo midei. They weren't saying anything. They were staying very, very quiet. So amr lahu. So Rabbi says to them, agbari chamra adadarkiya. So give them a lot, agbari lashon of gibor, strengthen their chamra wine. Give a lot of wine to the dardike's children. Give the youngsters something to drink. Why? Kiheicha delemre milsa, in order for them to say something. Kevin di basim, since they started to get drunk. So I assume they're above age, guys. Paschav amr, they said, ein ben David ba ad sheyichlu shtei batei avos miyisrael. Ben David, namely Mashiach, is not going to come until they remove all the two families of Klai Yisrael. What does that mean? Beiluhain, the following. Rosh Gola, the Resh Galusa, that means Sheba Bavel. Benasi Sheba Eretz Yisrael. The Mashiach won't come until those two dynasties are wiped out. How do they know this? And by the Pasuk says, Vayu le Mikdash, it will be for the Mikdash, ule even Negev, and to the rock that caused the person to get tripped. Ulitzur michshel, and a rock which causes a person to stumble, the shnei vate Yisrael. So we will have the base of Mikdash only once there will be a destruction of those two houses of Am Yisrael. So Amar lehem, Rebbe says to them, Benai, kotzim atem matilin li beinai, you're placing thorns in my eyes. Rebbe Yehuda was a Nazi. So he was saying, what are you talking? I'm going to be wiped out and I won't get, my children won't see Mashiach. Amar lo, Rebbe Chiya, their parent, the father of Yehuda and Chizkiya, says to Rebbe, al yeira beinecha, don't let it bother you. Yain nitein b'shivim osios. The wine's given in 70, which means the gematria of 70. The sod nitein b'shivim osios, and so to sod secret is the gematria of 70, as we know. Nichnas yain yata sod. So you gave them wine, now sod is coming out. This is what, they're not making things up, there's a sod. So look at, yeah.
That doesn't explain.
No.
No, it just says.
He's making more words.
He just said it's MS. All he's saying is MS.
It's MS.
It's MS.
Don't worry.
100%. Right. He's saying, Rafi is saying that if they weren't drunk, then they, even though they know this, they wouldn't have said it.
No, it's MS.
It doesn't matter. It's
MS.
It's even worse.
Anyways, look at Tosas. Tosas writes, Nichnas Yain Yatze Sod, Hainu Dalmer Beper Kadar, Hamisyashev Beyeno, Hare Yeshbo Midash Shivim Zakenim. It says, a person who pieces an individual of wine, you have from the Das of the 70, Shasod Miskaber Al Yain, Vein Koch Bayain Liote. So just another Gemara and Erev in there talks about the Indian of 70. It gives you the Indian of 70 Zakanim, which is the Koach of Sod. So the Gemara now says, Amr of Chista, Amr of Mar Ukva. Vamri Le others say, Amr of Chista, Darish Meri Bar Mar. Maidich said, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Vayishkot Hashem Al Hara, that Hashem Vishko means to make quick? Hashem made quick the evil, v'yeviyeha aleinu ki tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, and he brought upon us because Hashem's a tzadik. What does it mean? Mishum tzadike Hashem, because Hashem's a tzadik, v'yishkar Hashem al hara v'yeviyeha, he brought evil to us sooner, that's not a tzadik. So in it is, tzedakah asa kadosh baruch hu im Yisrael. He did a tremendous tzedakah with us, how so? Shehiktim galas tzidkiyahu, he had made the exile of Zedekiah earlier. Why? The old Galus of Yechaniah Kayemus, while the Galus of Yechaniah was still there. So what? So there's an overlap of the Galus of Yechaniah to the Galus of Zedekiah. The reason is, they explain it, because now they can learn together. They're there together, so you had Chavrusas, they're both in Galus, so the Galus of Yechaniah, the people of Yechaniah, and the people of Zedekiah were able to be together in Galus and learn. Dichsiv, how do we know this? Dichsiv, it's written by Galus Yechaniah. With respect to the Galus of Yechaniah, it says, the people who worked, the craftsmen and the gatekeepers, which is a reference to 1,000 people who were exiled for the Galus of Yechaniah. And Charash Kevan Shavas, I mean, why are they called Charash? Why are they called craftsmen? Because Kevan Shaposchen HaKol Nasen Kicherushin. The moment they opened up, the people who got exiled from Yechaniah, the moment they opened up with Divrei Torah, everyone stayed quiet like deaf people to listen to what they had to say. And why were they called Masker, which is gatekeepers? Once they closed up, they made a decision in halacha, there's no opening up anymore. They made a very good decision, and that was final. The Kamahaya, how many were there? Elif, there were 1,000 of these great Tamita Chachamim in the Galus Yechaniah. So Ula Amar, so one quick tosis for a sec. Actually, we didn't get there yet, sorry. Ula Amar, Ula said, Shehiktim Shtei Shanim Le Noshantem. So he explains another reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a tzaddik, because he brought the Galus 2 years earlier than he should have. The Pasuk says Vinoshantem, which is a Gematria 852, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it only after 850 years earlier than before. Why was that a tzedek? Because the continuation of the Pasuk Vinoshantem says Lashon Avu Tavedu. Where's the Pasuk exactly? I quote on the side maybe here. I don't have the side of the page, but the rest of the Pasuk is if you are in Galus Vinoshantem, it's going to lead to ultimate destruction. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it to get to 852. He didn't allow it to get to Vinoshantem. This way he didn't have to destroy them. That was the tzedek. There you go. Okay. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Shmami. Now we learn from this, from what Ula just said, Mehera Dimare Alma, from the fact that Timane Mea 800, V'chamshin 550 rather, V'tartin Havel, the fact that it was brought quickly, 852, that's the gematria. I mean, that's where you learn that the term quickly is referring to 852. Because when why the word mehera, the pasuk is vayishkod. So for Hashem, 852 years is considered quick. That's quick in the eyes of Hashem. Okay. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Lefikach is going back to the Mishnah that said, therefore a person should always realize that when he judges a person with Dina Nefashos, it's an entire world that he could possibly destroy when he has him killed, and if he keeps him alive, it's as if he's being Mekayim in the entire world. That man was created by himself, Yechidi, as Adam, to tell us that he's considered the entire world. So Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Adam Yechidi Nivra, Umipnei Ma, why was he created by himself? Shelo Yehu Aminim Omim, so the different apikorsim shouldn't say, Harbe Rishuyas Beshemayim, because if two people were created at first, they might say there are two gods that created two men. So one man was created because there's one God. Davar Acher, alternatively, Mipnei Sheh Tzadikim Mipnei Arishayim. Why? Shelo Ayu Tzadikim Omim, Tzadik Omim Anu Bnei Tzadik, and Risham Omim Anu Bnei Rasha. The two fathers say, I came from the Tzadik Adam, and you came from the Rasha Adam. No, we all came from the same great-great-grandfather. Davar Acher, another explanation, Mipnei HaMishpachos, because the families, Shelo Yehu Mishpachos Mizgaru Zubazu, they shouldn't fight with each other. So they would say, we all come from the same family, we're all connected, stop fighting, we all have the same great-great-grandfather. So the Gemara says, nowadays that we all had the same grandfather, yet we still have fighting, and there are family feuds. So, Nivru Shnaim, could you imagine what would be, had we been there two people created, and created two separate families without any connections, how much more so would there be fighting? Davar Acher, alternatively, Mipnei HaGazlan, Mipnei HaChamsin, those who steal. So me'achshav shenivra yichidi gozim v'chomsim. We are created with the same grandfather, yet we steal from each other. Could you imagine what would be nivru b'shnayim if we are created with different grandfathers, having no relationship with each other? Alachas kama v'kama. How bad would the stealing be? Gemara now says lahagid gedulaso. We also wanted to explain the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created every man with a different look to him. While a human, every tabas he makes is exactly the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes each tabas unique. So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says, "Lahagid gedulaso shel melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'odem toveya kama matbeos bechosim echad." That man makes so many different coins with the same mint. The kulan domim zelazeh. Every penny looks exactly the same. Maybe the different years, but that year is all the same. Same year, same quarters, same nickels. They're all exactly the same. About HaKadosh Baruch Hu toveya kol adam bechosim asher adam harishon. He created every new man with Adam Harishon's image. And yet, ein echad mehem dom lechaveiro, neither one, no one is exactly the same. We all have a unique DNA and unique look. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, tishapech tichomer chosam, that he transformed the mold. Chosam's a mold. The yisiatzvu, chomer is a clay. Kichomer chosam, like the transform the mold of the clay. The yisiatzvu kimolavush, and he would stand up as a garment. And we're saying here that each one of these, I guess each one's supposed to be very unique. And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it such a way that each face is unique? A person shouldn't say, oh, how nice is that person's house? How nice is that person's wife? The Yomer and say, Shalihi, that's mine. Shenamar, as it says, V'imona mirisham oram, to hold back from the Risham their light. Uzra rama tishaver. And the arm that's raised will be broken. So therefore we have different people's faces, different lights, so people shouldn't take someone else's wife, someone else's house. So they all ask, wait a second, if every person looked the same, so why would you want that? Why is that Isha, Nah, than any other Isha? They all look exactly the same. So they answer and say, because it could be in terms of the Midos, different midos are more na'ah, or could be maybe even though they look the same, the complexion might be different, the skin might be different, maybe the weight might be different, the subtle differences might make one woman more na'ah than the other, even though they might have the same exact image in the face. So anyway, so that's why we have a different images, so people don't take other people's wives and houses and cars and everything else. Gemara now says, Tani, the Braisa says, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, there are three ways that make a person unique, at least three ways, but three very apparent ways. Bekol, bimara, ubedas. His sound, his voice, his appearance, and his way of thinking. Ubekol, bimara, mishum er. But the reason for this is voice and image is to in order to prevent any violations of erva, to know that each man, whose husband, whose wife. Ubedas, with regards to a person's understanding, so a person shouldn't steal someone else's thought and know where the person is trying to get to or where he's hiding his treasure, so this way everyone has to have their own unique way of thinking. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Adam nivra be'erev Shabbos. Adam was created on Friday. What was the reason he was created on Erev Shabbos? Shelo yu minim omrim. So the Apikorsim shouldn't suggest shutav hayalola kadosh baruch hu b'maisa breishis. So if he'd been created on day one, people would say, oh, well, Adam helped HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world together. That obviously is not true, so he was created at the end of creation. Davar acher, alternatively, she'im tazuach daitu alav. If Adam himself becomes very arrogant, he's going to tell him, don't be so haughty, because a bug was created earlier than you were. So it's really to keep the Adam in check. Davar acher, alternatively, in order that the first thing he does is to do a mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of Shabbos. Instead of waiting around 6 days from Sunday till he gets his first mitzvah, so he gets it right away, right into Shabbos. Davar acher, alternatively, kadeshi. Say that again.
The Adam Rishon was Rawi to receive the Torah that time, right early before Shabbos, but he wouldn't have the head, he would have received the Torah.
He should have gotten the Torah first.
Right. If he would have done the head, he would have received the Torah early Shabbos, right?
And then,
and then in Shabbos, he had the actual mitzvah.
So instead, Shabbos was his first mitzvah, but it wasn't supposed to be his first mitzvah. Davar acher, alternatively, this is an interesting one. In order he should eat right away. That's a strange one. Why? Mashal l'melech basar v'dam. Shibana paltin v'shichlan v'iskinsuda. He built a big palace and he decorates it and makes a big feast. Then he invites his guests in. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the palace. He wanted to serve his guests food. I assume it wasn't just stam suda. It was a chashav suda. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Shinamar, it says that Chachmos Bansa Besa, with great wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a house, Chatzva Mudeh Shiva, and he had made seven pillars. Tavcha Tivcha Mascha Yena. Tavcha Tivcha, he prepared a feast, he shechted animals, he mixed around wine. Af Archa Shulchana, he set a table. Shalcha Narosa Tikri, he called some young girls. Agape Mirome Kares, on top of the heights, the Mirome Kares, the top of the city. To look at Rashi, rather Tosas for a second. Tosas writes, Chatzva Amudeh Shiva, there were seven pillars. Tibeshiva Yamim Nivra Olam. He created the world in 7 days, so that's the seven pillars. Shava Pisha Shibeshisha Yamim Nivra Olam. Even though he was actually making it in 6 days, the 7th day, nothing happened in creation. Because Makam Hayachasa Menucha Ad Shiba Shabbos. There's no Menucha. So Ba Menucha, Vahainu Dekisiva Yichal Kim Ayamashi. On the 7th day, he really finished it. Menucha was part of the Brias Ha'olam. Okay, the Gemara now says, continuing towards the bottom of the Amud here, Chachmas Bansa Vesa, that with wisdom the house was built, means what? Zu mi dasa shekadosh baruch hu, shebares kol ha'olam kula b'chachma. He created the entire world with wisdom. Chatzu amudeha shiva, elu shiva yimei b'rish b'rish, like we just saw in Tosfos. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena af archa shulchana. He shechted animal meat, and he prepared wine, and set a table. Elu yamim ha'unaharos v'chol tzarche olam, refers to the waters, the bodies of water, and the seas, and the oceans, and the rivers, and all the other needs of the world. And shalcha na'arsel tikri, called to the young girls, ze adam v'chava. Fine. So not sure why Adam is called a na'aroseha.
They were young, they were created.
Yeah, na'aroseha, no, but na'aroseha is a girl.
And Mashra says that the Adam and Chava were created as young, meaning they were 20 years old.
Right. Right, but it doesn't explain why it was called Naroseh to Adam, though. All right.
But it's all Mashra.
Yeah, in Echanami.
The whole thing is in female. It's Hashem creating everything.
Because then with respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, everyone's considered a female, weaker. That might be the idea. So then the Gemara is Agape Meromi Karis, on top of the heights of the city. Rabba Bar Baruch Hana Rami, he had a question in Stirim Psukim. Ksiv Agape, one point it says that Adam was like the top of the city, Agape. But Ksiv, it's written elsewhere, Al Kisa, he was on the seat, he was lower down. B'tchila Agape, so initially when he was created, before he sinned, Adam was on top of the world. With himself in the end, Al Kisa, he was placed upon a seat, he was very much lowered. So then the Brisa continues darshaning the pasuk, Mi Pesi Yosor, Heina Chaser Lev Amrlo. So Mi Pesi, who is Pesi? Who is a pas? Who is very simple? Yosor, let him turn aside Heina from here. Chaser Lev, the one who lacks any understanding, Amrlo, she told him. So what does this mean? Amar Kavdish Baruch Hu, Mi Pitol Azer, who had persuaded Adam to do the sin, eat the Eitadas. Ish Amrlo, the woman said this, the wife, Chava, a woman who commits adultery, she lacks any understanding. So that's the reference in the pasuk here. So Tani, the writer tells us that Haya Rabbi Meir Omer Adam Arishon Mikol HaOlam Kula Hutzbar Afar. Rather, Adam gathered the dirt from all over the world. Shenamar, as it says, Gal Mi Rahu Einecha, that your eyes unshaped form. What does this mean? Uksiv Ki Hashem Einav Mishodet Hos Bechol Art. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes went all over the entire world.
So he was created from the whole world.
He was formed. He was formed from the entire world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered dirt from the entire world and created Adam HaRishon. So Amar Rav Hoshaya Mishmei Derav, Adam HaRishon, Gufo Mibavel, the body came from Bavel, and Rosha Me'eretz Yisrael, his head was from Eretz Yisrael, Va'ivar of Mishar Aratos, the rest of the limbs came scattered from the rest of the world. Agvosav, his bottom was, where does that come from? Strange question, why the Gemara is asking that. Amravacha, Miakra, Da'agma, from this area, Akra, Da'agma, which explained here is a very low area in Bavel. So Amrav Yochanan Bar Chanina, Shtaim Shem Esrei, Shals Hava Hayom. The day lasts for 12 hours. So the Gemara says, what happens every single hour of the day? Or the first day of creation, at least. The Shari Shona, Hutzbar Afaro, the first day of Friday, Adam was created from all the dust. The dust was just collected. Shnia, the second hour of the Friday, Nasa Golem, it created a body. Shlishis Nimtachu Eivar, of the third hour, the limbs started to extend and stretch out. Revius, the fourth hour, Nizrukah Bo Neshama, Akarish Baruch Hu placed the Neshama in this body. Chamishis, the fifth hour, Amun Al Raglav, he stood up. Shishis, the sixth hour, Kara Shemos, he started to call every animal names. Shvius Nizdav Golochava, he found his match. And Shminis Alu Lamita Shnei, then he went to the bed, Shnama Lamita Shnei, the Yardu Arba. They went to bed, and they had children. Zoch of the children, Kain and Hevel were born. Shias Nitztava Shalom Lechom and Ha'ila, in the ninth hour, the commander not to eat from the Eight Tadas.
Not Kain and Hevel, it was between Kain and the twin. So it's a twin sister.
But
it wasn't Kain and Hevel. Hevel was later. Interesting enough, everybody thinks Cain and Hevel.
Right.
Cain and his twin sister.
Very good. Asir, the 10th hour, Sarach, they had the sin, they went bad. Achadasre, the 11th hour, Nidon, they were judged. And Shemetre, the 12th hour, Nitrad Vahalachlo. They were banished from Gan Eden. Shenemar, it says, Adam Bikar Baal Yalin. That Adam does not remain overnight in the state of Yakar and glory in Tveris, and they were kicked out.
Were these hours
60-minute hours? Not sure, no idea. I'm guessing yes, but I have no idea. Amarami Barchama ain Chai Ra shalat this ba'adam. Chai Ra is not able to pounce on man. Elam kein nidma lo kabeim, unless that person acts like an animal, so then only then will an animal attack him. Shenemar, it says nimshal kabehemos nidmu. So this is part of the pasuk we were darshaning above. So we just finish off the pasuk now. That if it's a person, is compared if he comes off as an animal, so then he's vulnerable to the Chayos Ra'os. We're now quoting Simon Shah Besof Arami is the next Simon. So what's going on here? What are the next sugyas? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav B'Shah Shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livro Sesa Adam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, Barakas Achas Shem Malachi Asharis, he created a whole group of Malachim and he consulted with them. And Amar Lehem, he says to them, Ritzon Lechem Nasa Adam Mitzameinu, you think it's a good idea for me to create a man in my image? Amar Lefanim, they said to him, Ribono Sha'olam Ma Masav, what's the nature of such a person? So Amr Lehem, so Hashem says, Kach v'kach ma'isav, he does this and he does that. So Amru, Allah, they said, so where the Marashah explains, he does good, he does bad. There's evil and there's good. So Amrullah Afanav, they said to him, Ribono Shel Olam, Enosh Kisis Kerenu. What a frail man that he should remember them. Uven Adam Kisif Kedenu. And a person that you should be mindful of him. Why do you care for such a being if he's going to possibly do evil? Why would you do this? Hoshid Etzba'o Kitana Benem Usrafim. He took his little pinky finger, it seems, and just burnt them. He didn't like that response. Chen Kashnir, the second thing, the same dialogue, he burnt them. Kashlish, so this happened over and over again. Amru Lefanav then said to him, that Ribono Shalom, Rishonim Shalom Lefanach, this is the third group that's speaking. The first one that they said to you, Maho Ilu, what's the greatness in people? Kolam Kulo Shelchahu, it's all yours. Kol Ma'asha'ata Rotzel Asos Bilam Cha'ase, whatever you want to do, you could do. So Kevin Shigil Anshe Dor Mabul, Anshe Dor Flaga. Now with these generations of the terrible things they did, Shema'aseh Mekukam, and they're going to destroy the world. So Amru Lefanav, they said to him, Ribono Shalom, Lo Yafe Amru Rishonim Lefanach. So now the first two groups who said things, weren't they correct? Why would you want to create the world? You yourself now are regretting creating the world. So Amr Lehem, Hashem says to them, Vad zikna ani hu, vad tseva ani esvol. Until I'm very old, I'm Hashem. Until I'm really old, I will withstand this. That I will tolerate them. Okay?
How does everyone say, until I'm very old?
It doesn't mean he's literally old. It means Akash Baruch Hu will have. It all means that Akash Baruch Hu is willing to tolerate them forever. Fine. I'm a Rehuda Marav. Adam Rishon Misofa Olam Vatsofa Haya. Adam Rishon was so big he went from one end of the world to the next end of the world. Shanan Marj, it says in the Minhayom Hashem Bar Elokim Adam, from the day Akash Baruch Hu created man, Al Haaretz. From one end of the sky to the other end of the sky. But Kevin Shesarach, once he sinned, Heniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado Alav, he placed his hand upon man, Umiato, and minimized him. Shinemar, it says, by Adam Achor Bekedem Tzartani, I created a back and a front in man, V'tashis Alai Kapech, and I placed my calf, my hand, upon Adam. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Adam Harishon min Aret Ad LeRakiyah. He was from the ground until the Rakiyah, until Shemayim. Shenemar, it says, Lemin Ayom Hashebar Elokim Adam Al Haaretz Ulmikse Hashemayim. But same idea. Kevin Shesarach. Once he sinned, Haniach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yado Olav Miato Shenemar Achav Kedem Tzartani. Just like we said. So Gemara asks, Kashka Kraadade. There seems to be a steer in the Pesukim, because one pasuk says he reached from the ground Aret to Rakiyah. The other one said he reached from Rakiyah to Rakiyah. So is it width or is it height? What's the exact size of Adam when he was initially created? The Gemara says there's no difference. It's all the same shear. From one end of the Rakia to the other end of the Rakia is the same exact shear as the Aretz to the Rakia. There is no steer. Gemara now says, Amr of Yehuda Merav, Adam Arishon B'Loshon Arami Sipri. He spoke in Aramaic. Shenamar, as it says, V'li Ma'yaku Re'echa Kale. So, and to me, Adam says, how special is it that that Re'echa Hashem? And the word Re'acha is Aramaic for one's thought. So we see that the Pasuk here, the Pasuk that appears in Tehillim, is a Lashon of Adam Rishon was speaking with Aramis. V'hainu damar Reish Lakish, that's what Reish Lakish said. Ma'idich said, what does the Pasuk mean when it says in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Zeh Sefer Tolos Adam, this is the book of Adam. What do you mean? Adam had a book already? Melamed Sheherio HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dor V'Darshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam every single generation Dor V'Chacham of all the ones who Darshin and all the Chachamim. V'Kevin Shegila Dor Shu Rabbi Kiva, got to Rabbi Kiva's generation Samach V'Tarasav Nisatzi B'Misasa. Just like Moshe Beinu had a similar experience, he also was very excited to Rabbi Kiva's greatness, but was very much saddened by his death. And Amar, Adam said, V'li Ma'yaku Re'echa Kel. What am I supposed to do with your thoughts? I can't understand your thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why this took place. So, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Adam Rishon Minhaya. He was not Bikoros, which is a very strange statement. How so? Vayikra, Shenemar, Vayikra, Hashem Elokim, El Ha'adam, Vayom Elayek. He asked, where are you? Where are you? An Natalibcha. Where did your heart turn? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what had happened to you? So, I guess that question itself was considered... Because I guess he wanted to know where Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he looked like, maybe where he physically was, but somehow that's a level of minus.
Rashi says that one,
well, that lesser min means, yeah. So I don't see how that's learned out from this pasuk, how, Ayeka is a reference to Avodah Zarah, though.
Hashem is calling out to Adam Ayeka.
You're right, he does call it to, where are you?
Kenzan.
So Hashem saying to Adam, where have you turned? Where has your heart gone that you became a min over the Zara? All right, very good. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Moshech Bar Lasaya." Adam was Moshech Arla. He was trying to cover up that he was a Mahul. Because if it's written Hacha Vehema Kadam Avruvris, it's written here that they, like Adam, they were Avruvris. They violated the Bris. Uksiv Hasman, it's written there as Brisi Hefar. So the fact that the word Bris is mentioned in the context of Adam and Bris elsewhere is a Hefar, they desecrated the Bris, tells us that Adam Arishon was made for the Bris. Rav Nachman Amar Kofer B'Ikaya, he denied the entire essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv Hacha Avru Bris, he violated the Bris. Which Bris did he violate? Ksiv Hasim written elsewhere, Va'amru Al Asher Ozu as Bris Hashem Elokeihem. He abandoned the Bris of Hashem, the entire essence of Hashem, and he was Kofer B'Ikar. Fine. The Mishnah continued. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Now, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah that appears in Maseches Avos, Rabbi Eliezer, have a shakid lomod, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, have a shakid lomod Torah. A person should be very diligent in his learning, Vida Masha Tashav Apikoros, and should be very aware how to respond to an Apikoros. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu El Apikoros Ovid Kochavim. This is only true of a Avodah Zar, Ovid Avodah Zar Apikoros. Of Apikoros, Yisrael, a Jewish Apikoros, Koshke in the Pakar Tvei, he'll become even worse. I mean, don't engage in any debates with a Jewish apikoros. That's not a good idea at all. That just makes him even stronger against. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol makom shepaku haminim, wherever the apikorosim use their tactics, chuvasim b'tzedem. You could find a response to them within whatever pasuk or text that they use to prove their point. There's always a response within their very text how to respond to them. Mark explains. Nasa adam b'talmenu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Malachim, let us make it together. So, which indicates that he had a whole team. He wasn't the only God. So the response is right there, Omer Vayivra Elokim Es Adam B'tzamal. The Kadosh Baruch Hu himself had created man B'yachid. Hava Nerda B'navla Sham Svasam. Let's go down and confuse their speech. We should do it together, implying that there are other gods. And it says, Vayivra Hashem. Hashem went himself down alone, Leros Es Ha'ir B'es Amigdal. So again, every single question they had, they answered right afterwards, or right near it. Kisham Niglu Elav Helokim. There, Akash Baruch Hu appeared to him, the Yaakov Avinu and the Mizbeach and Beis El. So, Lekel Haona Osi Biyom Tarasi, that he answered to me. Akash Baruch Hu answered to me. Akash Baruch himself, there's only one God. Ki mi goy gadol ashelo Elokim Krov Malav. Who's got a great God? Who's a great nation that they have a God that are Krovim, that their multiple gods, if you will, are close to him? So it says, we call out to him in the singular. Furthermore, we have a bunch of these guys. That the gods halchu go in the plural. Liftos lo la'am, to redeem for himself, for the one and singular God, the nation. Ad di karsin remia, in the pasuk of Daniel, it's Aramaic. So until the thrones, ad di karsin, until the thrones, remia are set up. V'atik yomim Yisiv, and the ancient days Yosef Lashon Yachid Yisiv, he only sat down in the singular. Fine. So Gemara says Hanuch Lamli. What's the question here? Why do they need all these different questions? Why did the pasuk put it in such a way that they implied the plural if it really is only one God? Of course. So Gemara explains Kedir B'Yochanan, Damer B'Yochanan, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only God, he still, for whatever reason, wants to consult with his members, the Malachim, in the Bezdin Shelmal. So the Gemara says, Shinemar, it says, Bigzeras Irin, with Pisgama, with the decrees of the one to wake up, Uvameimar Kadisha Shelasa, and by the word of the Holy Ones in the sentence. That's how it's literally defined here. But either way, Kadosh Baruch Hu consults with the Pamalia Shemala. So, Tenach Kuli, this makes sense for all them. But, Ad Dikarsavin Rimiv Ma'ik Lamemer. This one doesn't make so much sense, because why are there two thrones? This possibly indicates there are two thrones. All the other ones is consulting, let's make an Adam, let's destroy Migdal Bavel, let's do all these things. Right. But to have two thrones, the Pasuk and Daniel, that doesn't make sense. That implies that there are two kings. So the Gemara says, no, this does make sense. Echa lov, echa le David. One for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's one kisei waiting for David HaMelech. The Tanya, echa lov, echa le David, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Amarlo Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva ad Masa Yatalos Hashchina Chol. When are you going to stop making Kadosh Baruch Hu being so mundane? It can't be that there's a person sitting next to Kadosh Baruch Hu. El Echad Ladin Echad Letzdaka. One throne of Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on to give din, and one he sits on the throne to give tzedakah, chesed. This is also the Gemara in Avodah Zarah refers to this. Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about the 12 hours of the day, how Kadosh Baruch Hu spends his day. It says 1 hour of the day he sits on the Kisei Shel Din, then he realizes that we're not worthy of living, so then he switches over to the Kisei Shel Rachamim. That's very much like this Gemara here in Rabbi Yossi.
Din Alamim Shehitziku LeYisrael, which is the cover of Rachamim LeYisrael.
Say that again. That.
That the din is for the going.
Oh, really?
Then,
oh.
Then he moves and he goes to the Rachamim for to judge.
So that's different than the case in the Gemara of Odazar, I think. Okay. Gemara asks, Kibla Minei or Lo Kibla Minei? Did Rabbi Kiva accept the response of Rabbi Yossi that maybe the other Kisei was not for David, rather it was for the Din Sherachamim? So the Gemara explains, Tashma, the Tanya, Echel Adin Vechel Etzdaka, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So we see that Rabbi Kiva did retract, and he did take on Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, he said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva Malacha Ita Agada, we've seen this many places in the Shas, what are you doing with Agadita? This is not your expertise, stay away. Kalach etan negam olos. Go deal with your more complex halachas of negayim and olos. So ela echa lekite echa leshrafraf. One was for his throne, one was for a stool, like a little ottoman for his feet. And there are no two thrones here. Kisei leishav alav veshrafraf lehadam raglav. One to sit on and one to place his legs upon. What?
Much clearer.
So Amar of Nachman. Nachman says, Hi man, the yadir lehadure leminim karavi idis. Lehadar, vila lelehadar. If you know what, if you're so philosophical and so aware of Tanakh and Sukkim, you could respond if you're like Rav Yidis. But if you're not like Rav Yidis, better for you not to engage in such conversations. So Amar hu mina leRav Yidis. Once a certain min said to Rav Yidis, Ksiv, the pasuk says, Ve'al Moshe Amar Allah El Hashem. And to Moshe Hashem said, Ascend to Hashem. Allah Elaimi Barley. It should say, Ascend to me. Don't go. Hashem says, Go up to him. What should be come to me? Doesn't that indicate that there's a second God that Kadosh Baruch Hu is referring to? So what did Rav Yidis respond? Amar le zeo mitatron sheshmo kishem rabo. He said that it was referring to a certain malach who is similar to his master. What does that mean?
Same.
As Shem Hashem, as Shindal Yud. Same gemach as Shindal Yud. So that's what it means. Apparently this certain malach, a shade, had that name, but it's not really a god, it's a force. My name is within this mechatron, this particular malach. Iyachi, in that case, niflechalei. So if that's the case, so this malach has Hashem's name, let's dive into him, because Hashem is a lot of kochos. Ksiv al tamer bo. Rav Yidis says that you can't, because do not exchange for him. Don't get confused with the mechatron that he has any level of godliness to him. Imkain, if that's the case, if that's the case, so the pasuk indicates a mechatron, then he cannot forgive your sins. Lamali, why is that needed? Why do you have to tell me that if this mechatron, this malach, certainly is not a god? So why is there even a half minute to think he's going to remove our sins? So Amar Le, Rav Yidis said, Hemanusa biyadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. De'afilu bifarvanka nami lo kablinei. As a Jewish nation, they refuse to accept him as a shliach of Hashem. If you're not willing to come to us, we're not interested. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send this malach out to be mochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowered this malach, but the Klai Yisrael refused to accept this type of shlichas. Let's go a little further. Gemara now says, Amar le hahu mina le Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi, that certain men said to him, Ksiv v'Hashem ma'himtir al Sodom v'Amora, gafris v'esh me'es Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had brought upon the rain and the fire down to these places. So, what was the question? So,
It's Meitosh.
Which was but?
From him.
Meitosh, it should be. So, Amarla, right. So, Amarla, Hahu Kove, so a certain launder said to Rabbi Shmuel, Shav ke anem adarnele, leave him, I'll explain to him. Rabbi Shmuel, take it easy, go to work, I'll take care of this one. All right. He says, "Vayomer Lemech Lenashiv." Lemech says to his wives, "Ada Vitzila Shimon Koli." He says to his wives, "Ada and Tzila Shimon Koli, listen to my voice." And Nishay Lemech, and the wives of Lemech should listen. The rest of the Pasuk should listen to me as well. So Nashai mi Bailei, it should be my wives. Why is he saying wives? It should be Nishai, my wives. So Ella Mishai Krahachi. That's how the Pasuk speaks. Hachanami Mishai Krahachi. This is just the way of the how the Pasuk writes. So Amrulei Minalachah. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel asks the Kovas, how do you know this? This is a great response. Who taught you this? Said to me, Pirka the Rabbi Meir Shmuel. I used to go to the Shir Rabbi Meir and I heard this response from him. Dama Rabbi Yochanan Kiava Darish Rabbi Meir Rabbi Pirka and Rabbi Meir would give a Joshua, have a Darish Tilta Shmaisa, a third of the Joshua would be in Halacha, Tilta Agata, a third would be in Agata, and Tilsa Masa, a third would be in Misham. This is very, very important for one gives Shir. It's not only new, people think now, only nowadays people need to add stories in and stuff for Shir to make it exciting. This took place hundreds of years ago, where Meir was giving Shir as well. He split up with Halacha, Agata, and stories as well. It's fine. Gemara says, we'll go just a couple lines on top of the next page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Meos Mishlosh Shualim Hayulol Rabbi Meir. He knew 300 and parables about foxes. Vanu Ein Lanu Ela Shalosh. We only know three such mashalim. And the Pasuk says, the Gemara quotes, Avos Yochlu Boser Vishine Habanim Tikana. This means the fathers have eaten unripe grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Literally, okay. Mosnei tzedek avnei tzedek, the balances, the just balances, just wait. I'm just reading the English right now. And tzedek mitzara nechlek, the righteous is saved from tzara, from any tzara. Rasha tachtav, there's a wicked person who comes instead of him. So I'm not sure what to do with these, but where's the Rashi? There's a lot to do here. So I'll read the Rashi. I'll read the English here, just to make things easier for all of us. There's a very long Rashi ben Yoyada here. I'll go for it as follows. The fox once tricked the wolf by telling him that if he would go into a Jewish courtyard on Friday and help the residents prepare food for the Shabbos, they would allow him to eat with them on Shabbos. So the wolf tried this. So when the wolf tried to enter the courtyard, the residents drove him away with sticks. So the wolf sought to kill the fox now. So the fox said to him, they struck you only because of your father who once began to help them prepare food for Shabbos and then ate all the best cuts of meat. So the wolf exclaimed, I was beaten because of my father? The fox answered, yes, the fathers have eaten unripe grapes. And the children's teeth are set on edge. You're responsible. Children are punished for their father's sins if they continue in their father's evil ways. That's the Marsha. But come with me and I will show you a place where you can eat your fill. So the wolf went with the fox to a well. There was a beam across the rim of the well and a rope with a bucket tied to each of its ends lay over the beam. The fox climbed into the upper bucket. He went down to the well and the other bucket rose to the top. The wolf asked, why did you go in there? The fox said, there's meat and cheese here, enough to satisfy you. So when he showed the wolf the reflection of the moon in the water, which looked like a cake of cheese. So the wolf asked, how can I get down? The fox answered, climb into the upper bucket. The wolf climbed into the upper bucket. His bucket went down and the fox's bucket rose back to the top. The wolf then asked the fox, how can I get up? The fox answered, the righteous is saved from trouble and the wicked comes in his stead. When evil is decreed upon a righteous person, if he's saved from it, the evil will befall a wicked person in his stead. So therefore the wolf was stuck and down in the well forever. Okay? Oh, yeah. Everyone have a wonderful day. Good Chodesh.